Well, good morning. This is Brother Eve from with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. Glad you called in, and I am glad to be able to share with you again this week the Word of God. Why don't we start out with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this avenue, the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. I thank you for the souls that are seeking and interested in things of the Lord. I pray that this week, as I share, you would anoint my lips and my heart, help me to rightly divide the word of truth and to share the things that are meaningful. Would you take them and by your Spirit minister them to the hearts of the listeners? We bless you. Thank you for Jesus Christ and all that you have given us that pertain to life and godliness in him. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture reading for this morning will be in Luke chapter 1, verses 13 to 17. And then backing up a little bit first, just to explain what's happening, here is Zacharias. He was the priest, and it was his lot in this given year to burn incense in the temple of the Lord. And as I understand it, he went into the Holy of Holies, where only once a year a priest would go into to burn incense for the people. And as he was there, burning incense all by himself, the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, came, stood with him, and started talking to him. And that's where we start in verse 13. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So here he was announcing the birth of John the Baptist and the mission of John the Baptist and some of the character of him. We have his mission in the end of verse 17, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Today I want to focus on that sentence, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And then the rest of the week, I want to look into this beginning of verse 17. It says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. Elias being Elijah, the spelling difference is because of it being translated from Greek rather than Hebrew, as the Old Testament is. So the rest of the week, I want to study Elijah and then study John the Baptist and then make some application for our hearts and our day. So in these ancient times, when a king was traveling, he would send people before to make ready the road for the king, or it could be said for the Lord, the king also being Lord. So this language is very, it illustrates something to us. It's very important. First of all, it's clearly speaking that Jesus will be a king. And just as when a king rides through the country, he is so important and his traveling is so important that he gets where he needs to be going and gets there quickly, that the people will be sent in front to lower the humps and bumps, fill in the potholes, to remove rocks, to smooth things out as much as possible, so that when the king comes along, he can have smooth traveling and get to where he needs to be going. This was John the Baptist's mission, to come into this time in history, just before the Lord Jesus. Actually, they were almost the same age. I believe John was older by 5 months. But he came on the scene in his preaching earlier than Jesus did. And he preached there in the wilderness. He preached repentance. He preached turning to the Lord with all your heart. He preached voluntary baptism. That voluntary renewal, if you will, to put away what's behind, recommission ourselves to the Lord. That in itself will bring revival. It will bring a hunger. And then comes Jesus, and the people are ready. They've opened themselves to the work of the Lord. They're seeking, they're hungry. Here comes Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, and they're ready for him. It's an amazing subject, a large subject. But I hope to look into it this week. I hope to be an inspiration. I hope to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And there's a lot of inspiration there in Elijah. There's a lot of inspiration in John. And there's a lot of ways that we ourselves can learn from this and apply to our own lives, how to make ready our own hearts, and how to make ready others around us for the Lord. That's the ultimate goal. Well, that's it for today. I hope you have a blessed day and look forward to being back tomorrow. May the Lord bless you.